Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Hands up for a filthy drop.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 2015, put your hands together for the guy that shot Tupac and still is denying it. It is Michael Flax.
Relax, it's Flax.
Or in vernac.
Ooh, yeah, oof, Flax. Yeah, you missed the first part because your timing is awkward.
Let's try that again. In vernac.
I'm over it now.
Come on.
Relaxani. Woo, yeah, Michael Flax, I will.
Hypothetically, if Michael Flax was the pilot and we were on a plane and he was taking us to a destination, and you had to make the in-flight announcement letting everybody know what's coming up, how would that sound?
Coming up where?
On his
relax,
flight.
It's flat. Yeah. Oh, on the flight.
On the flight.
I don't know what's coming up.
Just a generic.
Say you were on a plane and they just announced that I was flying it. How would your reaction be?
Silence.
Sure, this is a great game. Yeah, Thank you so much, Producer Cat. Your creativity knows no bounds on a Friday afternoon. You are boundless in terms of creativity. How are you, Flax?
I'm great. First show of our 2016.
Yeah, welcome back,
I've
bro.
I've honestly been so excited since Monday.
Fantastic. Yeah, you got back on Sunday night, right?
Sunday night, 11 o'clock, back at work. Monday morning, hop us 5.
Very, very cool. Okay, so where do we even start here, dude?
Well, it's our first show. So obviously a gift is in order.
Oh.
Start off a sweet new year.
Yes.
So this is for you because I'm sure you're going to love it.
Oh, what? M&M's. Oh, look, this is like the best day ever. Jono, you don't have to go to the Woolworths anymore. Flax brought me peanut butter M&M's. Literally, you knocked that out the park, Flax. Thank you so much because you can't get peanut butter M&M's in SA but unless they're really expensive. So thank you. That's Rockstar. This has made my year. Thanks, Flax.
Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah.
So you said you wanted chocolate. So I had to put brakes on that. So I'm like, no, the streets, they're jam-packed. Everyone's leaving work early. Like, roads are hectic. You don't want to leave now.
Thank you very much, Flax. That's
so dope. Then you went out and then I told Jono and Kat that I had chocolate for you. Don't say nothing. So then I went to the bathroom. And they thought I had left the chocolate there. So they went and scrummaged through my packets to go steal the chocolate.
These losers.
That is when Jono went to the bathroom. So I locked him in the bathroom as payback.
No wonder Jono was like, I'll go to the shop for you. Don't worry. Because he knew. Yeah. He knew he wouldn't have to.
And then he locked me out of studio for payback for locking him in the bathroom.
Gosh, what a situation. But basically everything was Kat's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's cross to the, guilty party right now. Kat, anything you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, Michael's a big suck up.
Ah, no.
Teach us pets. How can you expect Jonathan to go get you stuff when it's like a typhoon outside? Don't you care about his life?
No.
Your chocolate is more important than Jono's life.
That's not true. He would have been fine going to the shops.
There was no lightning.
Actually, you know what,
Kat? There is.
I have a gift for you. I have a pen and a notebook so that you can take notes from Flax.
Notes for what?
Just on how to be a better person.
Do you think I have money to waste on buying chocolate for you? Yes, there's lightning right now, but you want Jono to go and buy you chocolate. What are you going to say to Jono's mother when he gets struck by lightning?
What would you say, Kat?
To who?
Jono's mother.
I said, Ariel killed your child for a toilet. Imagine chocolate, chocolate. That's you must never, brother. You must never.
That was funny.
Oh, where do we go from there?
Home.
No, I got a mad ass game to play.
Okay.
Honestly, can I use the aux cable?
Yeah, sure. Go for
it. So this is a game for us 90s kids.
Yeah.
So anyone can play along. You can play along. Basically, just WeChat in the answer or tweet us the answer live from the app, or you can even phone in and play live. Okay, let me plug in this aux. Where's the plug in? Okay. So I'm going to play a theme song to a cartoon.
Cool.
And you've got to guess as quickly as you can what the cartoon was.
Okay, Producer Cat, you say you want to play, but you've just been so mean to me today that... Well, okay, fine, you can play.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
So we can actually... What happened?
She just knocked the microphone into her mouth. She literally might have taken two teeth out. Okay.
Okay, so first person to call out their name.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, let's go. This is the first one.
Cat. Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
That is correct. That is Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Next one. Okay, this one. Okay, I love this one. Okay, ready for the next one?
The lion.
Hello, Hoggy.
You know that television makes one look terribly roly-poly. You may not recognize me.
Shit, I don't know. Kat, any guesses?
You turned off my mic, you cheated. It's, the one with, what's it called? The cranberries. Thornberries. The thornberries.
That is correct. The wild thornberries.
Someone watched a lot of TV as a kid.
I love Nickelodeon. Don't judge.
How about this one?
Are you the blonde, macho, egotistical, swaggering, self-loving superstar wannabe?
Johnny Bravo.
That is correct.
No, but you said you're playing the theme song. What kind?
This is like the opening intro for it.
Whoa, no, mama.
That's not Johnny Bravo's opening intro.
Yes, it is. This is how every one of his shows starts.
You must be Johnny.
Yeah, listen.
Why, yes, ma'am. I'm Johnny Bravo.
Hey, are those dog biscuits?
Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
Exactly.
No, it's not. Next.
What about this?
Cats. Dexter's Lab. Or Tori.
Shit. She watched a lot of TV. Okay, yeah.
Okay, this one.
Mama had a chicken.
Cats, cow and chicken.
Ari, cow and chicken.
It's late for you, Sam. I got it already.
I think we got we actually got like 3-4 more.
Okay, let's see what we can do here. So Kat is on 3, I'm on 1. Let's see what we can do. Go.
Okay, go for it. Oh, wait. No, that's an ad. Oh, bloody ads.
Shout Factory TV, changing the channel.
What is it?
Ah, it's a little intro.
Okay.
Can see.
This sounds familiar. Isn't this, it's that little dog, cat dog.
Yes, cat dog.
Yay!
It was so freaky cat dog to watch.
Next.
Okay, this is the next one.
Why are you cheating?
I'm not.
Are you turning off my mic? Cat dog is mine. I got 5.
Okay, what about this one?
Adam's Family?
No.
Casper the Friendly Ghost?
Did it play, man? Adam's Family?
No.
Just have no clue. I give up.
Do you guys remember, Real Monsters?
No.
Oh, yes, I do. I used to love that.
Now looking back on it, that is some freaky shit.
And Rocket Power. I used to like Rocket
when
Power.
When I look back at these programs I used to watch, I'm surprised I didn't, hallucinate and do drugs at a young age and stuff.
Like
these
Pokemon.
Are messed up programs.
But all cartoons still are.
Thing is a square, holding its eyes.
Yeah, it's weird.
I can't believe my parents let me watch that.
It's good for creativity.
What about this one? I've never watched this in my life.
I knew it.
I should have did watch this.
Everywhere.
I have no idea. It's definitely not SpongeBob SquarePants.
I can follow my.
Is this an episode or the intro?
Yeah.
It's 4 minutes. Could be an episode. Have
That's
you ever heard
episode.
Of Ren and Stimpy?
No.
Yes. Oh my god. That is the most depressing cartoon
this is
ever.
So hectic.
She's Kat. You.
Ren
you,
and Stimpy were like depressed cartoons.
You took TV time very seriously as a child.
Yeah, well, I was an only child, so what else could I do?
So was I.
The next two you should get though.
Okay.
Have you not got it yet?
Hey Arnold!
Hey Arnold!
That was the easiest one.
Are you can't cheat!
Okay. This is the last one.
I never watched that.
I have 6, you have 1. I don't know why you have 1, because what did you get right? You stole mine, so you have 0, and I have 7. Next, Michael, please.
Okay, this is the last one.
Cats, recess.
Oh my god.
She's
there wasn't even a noise there.
I heard the bell ring. It's
by the way,
bell.
Woody says on WeChat, all of them sound like a conspiracy show where Flax shot Tupac.
Ah, Woody. On his old tricks in 2016. Surprised he hasn't come up with a shot somebody else.
What were Tupac's last words?
No, Woody.
Okay, Flax. That was a wildly entertaining game. Where do we go from there?
Do you want to hear about Boys Trip?
Yeah, tell me.
Shit, so Boys Trip was hectic.
This was your
This was pre-Europe.
Okay,
I went
yes.
with my boys on like a little road trip and stuff.
I saw on Snapchat, yeah.
Yes, so we started off in Port Edwards. That place, like nothing happens there. You have to make it happen for yourself. So one night we just went out, we drank at an empty bar, and then we went to the casino. One of my mates won big. And we were staying at this complete shithole. Like there wasn't even water.
Oh no.
We had a shower in the, what's her name? You had a shower in the pool and you had to go like take boss cucks outside in the garden.
Oh God.
No water. This guy's like pumping.
Where did you find this place?
What it said online said it looked so nice.
Did you book this?
No, one of the dudes booked it. It was cheap. So we were going to stay at the hotel because he won like a lot of money. And then we were just like too drunk to fill out the paperwork and stuff. So then we ended up just going back to the place.
Yeah.
Next morning we head down to coffee shack.
Yes.
Honestly, Coffee Bay, beautiful. All we did was hikes and the sea is so warm there. We met like a whole bunch of like German people and we were the vibe. They said no one in this place had ever ordered bottles from a backpackers, and we were ordering bottles of tequila.
Wow, nice one, bro. I did see all your drunk snaps.
So no, I was Snapchatting away. Eh?
Yeah, you were very good on Snapchat.
And then we went down to Hogsback. We were legit the life of the party at every single place we stopped.
But that's good. You got to go in with the right energy.
Yeah, honestly, we made the biggest parties. I was surprised we didn't get kicked out of Hogsback.
How many new Facebook friends did you make over this trip?
I made quite a lot. A lot of like German people.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the main nationality that's traveling abroad to these places.
Good to know.
I mean, the one party in Hogsback, we somehow found like a party poppers and we got so drunk in like the kitchen area and we let off party poppers. Some dude got on the bar and ripped off his shirt and was like, I'm so sexy. And the bartender kicked him out.
So you got other people into trouble.
Yeah, we proper wrecked that place. You know, like when people come there just to chill and you drinking and you offer them a drink and you keep offering and then you play a drinking game.
And people get excited because it's a free drink.
Next minute they're taking off their shirt on top
of
the bar.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
But definitely do like another boys trip. It's so much fun.
Very, very cool. Well, it looked like a lot of fun. How many days was that?
That was, I think it was 5 or 6 days.
Nice.
But we went to the main places, like in Coffee Bay, we stayed at the main place. In Hogsback, we stayed in the main place. So we really like.
And you just drove everywhere.
Yeah.
Hey? Yeah.
I was the main driver.
Yeah.
Cause the other two, they like had bad hangovers. I don't get hungover. I'm like immune to hangovers.
Because you're not mixing.
Did I mix on the? No, all I drank was tequila.
You see, if you don't mix and you just drink straight tequila, you'll be fine.
Yes, we drank a lot of tequila, like probably half a bottle each a night.
Well, I'm glad to hear this because you never used to be a big tequila fan.
Mm-mm, never. I used to hate tequila. It used to burn. Like I used to take shots of tequila at clubs when I was drunk and it would burn my chest and then I'd vomit like in the club.
Oh, no.
Until like I started getting immune to tequila and then I could take it and I prefer tequila over vodka.
Nice. And vodka was your thing at one point.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had a really, really dope boys trip. Then you come back to Johannesburg.
Come back to Joburg. And then the next day I leave for Europe.
Very, very cool.
So I meet up with my girlfriend in Paris. And then we went into sightseeing.
Did you run towards each other in slow motion in Paris?
What happened? Oh, so she arrived at the airport and I was like in a different terminal. And it was like a 20-minute walk to get to her terminal. So she arrived and then I'm like messaging, sorry, I got the terminal wrong. I'm on my way there. And as she came out of her gates for her terminal, I by mistake walked past her gates. And then I saw her and she didn't see me. So I took my bag and I rammed her bag. So she thought it was like some like, like rude dude. And then she looked at me and gave me like the biggest death stare. And then she figured out it was me.
Yeah. You got to be, Paris is a sensitive place to be with people bashing into you. You know, they just recently had Paris attacks.
Security is so tight in Paris.
It should be because they've got terrorist threats.
There's like three army guys walking all over like every terminal.
Now, I've never been to Paris, but I'm very, very excited to go to Paris. It's a place that I really, really want to go to, not just for a selfie outside the Eiffel Tower. But from what I understand, they're not particularly fond of tourists.
I didn't.
Well, they don't. They're not very good at English.
No,
they don't really want
to
be.
We battled to order at restaurants.
Okay, yeah,
we had to get like whatever was the first thing we saw. There was one day where I went out for lunch on my own, and I nearly ordered like this massive pork steak or something because I didn't know what the menu was reading. I wanted an entrecote steak.
You should have done Google Translate, bro.
How, when you don't have Wi-Fi?
Oh, it's a problem. This debate of when you go overseas, do you buy the SIM card of the country, is an age-old debate.
I think you should buy a dictionary, one of those pocket dictionaries.
And then you can sort of navigate a little
bit. I saw a lot of people using those, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to be like an idiot walking around with the dictionary. I barely own one in Joburg.
What was the best meal you had and the worst meal you had while overseas?
Best meal I had was an entrecote steak in Paris. Worst meal I had was every other meal I had besides for that entrecote.
And Flax is still paying off that steak.
I'll be paying off that steak till I'm like 29.
Most expensive thing that you bought or did?
Most expensive thing? Rented ski equipment.
Okay.
That, oh my God, that went into the hundreds of euros.
Oh no.
Good Lord. My kids will be paying that off for me.
But the skiing you hadn't done before, right?
No. Okay. And I picked it up, eh?
Yeah.
I had a 2-hour lesson on the first day. It's pretty much, you use your heels and your toes like to stop yourself. I don't know how it works. Like, it just creates more friction when you're on one side of the board. And then to turn, you sort of like use your hips and stuff.
So it must be interesting for you, this 40-degree weather that you came back to a couple of days ago and you were like in the thick of the cold.
I think it was one morning was like -6.
Do you prefer the cold or the heat?
I don't know. I prefer the cold when there's no wind.
Yeah, I'm very honestly having a serious internal debate at the moment whether I prefer the cold or the heat.
I don't know. I like just body temperature.
Okay. That's a good answer. So that was, and then Amsterdam was kind of how you rounded it off.
Amsterdam was just pure partying.
Yeah, and you had a wild Amsterdam New Year's Eve experience where you were like, too much for me.
That we stayed in on New Year's. We went out for like 10 minutes because people just go crazy in Amsterdam. They light fireworks wherever they want and it's just not safe.
Yeah, it's wild.
So we celebrated on the Friday night.
I haven't done a New Year's Eve in Amsterdam, but I have done New Year's Eve, the full moon party in Copenhagen in Thailand.
Oh, that's my next trip.
Listen, bro, I don't know. So New Year's Eve, like 100,000 people on the beach.
Yes.
They take rope, right? And they write sort of Happy New Year in rope on a big scaffolding. They then light the rope on fire.
Mm-hmm.
On the scaffolding. Let me tell you, 1 minute after doing that, people are climbing the burning scaffolding and shaking the thing almost to the ground. The night that I was there, which was like 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago for New Year's Eve, I said to my friends, I said, I think someone's going to die tonight on this beach. And someone did die that night.
A British tourist
died. They were shot in a club that I'd walked past in a gang shootout because it was just like levels to how crazy people are. And it was, you were speaking about sort of these crazy British tourists, these young guys.
They all come to Amsterdam for New Year's.
Exactly the same for Thailand. You get a lot of young Israelis, a lot of young people from Europe, a lot of young Brits, and they're just wild. Like, I thought South Africans party hard, but these guys are like, you know, party till they die.
Yes, it's next level.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And now Amsterdam, you're mixing alcohol, drugs, and testosterone from the red light district.
It's wild.
It's just a combination for fights and stuff.
Yeah, Thailand, what's great is that that beach, they do shroom shakes, which is like mushrooms.
I thought that was on a mountain.
So, well, it's, yeah, so it's, but the mountain is kind of on the beach. It's, you'll see when you go. So all these people high on shrooms and drinking the Red Bull and which is like, you know, basically like drinking, I don't know.
Yeah,
syrup.
You get it here. We sometimes have it at pre-drinks.
It's wild. Loads of alcohol. Bottle. People just, they party really hard. But New Year's Eve, I guess, is globally known as the wildest party night there is.
Yes. I don't understand why.
It's a brand new year.
Yeah, but still that, people go overboard.
The best New Year's Eve party I've ever been to though, Cliff Rock 16.
Mm.
So dope.
I missed this year. I was so bummed.
The only thing that was better than Cliff Rock's 15 was Cliff Rock 16.
Yeah.
And I've had 26 years of experience in New Year's Eve parties. So Cliff Rock 17 levels.
I think
levels,
I'm definitely going to make an exception to be in Joburg or wherever Cliff Rock's is next year.
levels.
I mean, this year.
This year, yeah. It's in about 358 days.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. What else, bro?
Okay, so I'm pretty...
Anything else on this trip we should speak about?
Let me think. Red Light District. Okay, everyone thinks those girls aren't hot. Those girls are very attractive.
I was listening to you speak about this on the Gareth Cliff Show.
And I was expecting these ugly, fat, like, girls or...
Is there a part of it, though, that you kind of look at and you feel bad for them?
Yeah. No, 100%. And you think, like, why are you doing this? Like, you're so hot. You can be a model. Like, why are you doing this? But then you think there's something on, like, the other side. Like, she's probably tied in by something or she owes someone money or something like that.
It's crazy.
Why aren't guys doing it?
Well, maybe they are.
Why? No, you don't see any guys in the windows.
Yeah, it's an interesting one that I'm very curious to see it one day, but I have a feeling that it'll make me feel a little bit like, I don't know, sad for them.
I don't know. I did. And then I was like, okay, this is obviously like a norm here. You just got to get used to the culture.
Cause you see the guy go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see him, he speaks to her, then he takes out his wallet and then she closes the red curtain.
How much does it cost?
For like, I think it's for sex is 100 euros.
Jeez.
And then if you want other things more than that, then you pay more.
Yeah, I see, it's crazy.
I think like oral like is 50 euros.
Huh.
And then you can negotiate.
Okay. Gotta be a good negotiator.
But they're strict, eh? You have to have a EU passport.
Yeah.
You have to be over 21 and you have to have the cash.
Wow.
Only cash, no credit card.
How do you know all the intricacies of this?
I went to a... What's it? Museum of Prostitution.
Oh, wow. What
and
did
they
you
explain to you this all?
Okay. Wow.
So jeez. It's basically the history of the red light district. Stuff
you
like that.
You did a lot of sightseeing stuff.
I did Madame Tussauds.
I saw your pictures. Yeah.
I went to the Amsterdam sign. I went to red light district. I went to, where else? I went to that famous like chip place in Amsterdam, like the number one chips in the world.
Were they good?
Oh, so good. What else did I do? What else?
It seems like an interesting one, though, Amsterdam. I haven't been there, but it seems like they're very, from the perception I have, is that they're quite conservative, which is so ironic considering they have, like, the red light district.
I don't know. I stayed in the center. Like, that's where everything's happening. That's where all the coffee shops are. That's where the red light district is.
Did you go into a coffee shop?
Yeah. It's crazy how these coffee shops work. So, you can't get weed wherever they sell alcohol. So if they sell alcohol, they're not allowed to sell weed.
Because those two don't mix well together, yeah.
But you can go to a coffee shop that doesn't sell alcohol and buy weed and take it into the bar that sells alcohol and smoke it there.
Huh.
But this bar that sells alcohol and allows you to smoke weed, you're not allowed to smoke cigarettes in. No tobacco.
A lot of rules.
Yeah, there's
it's
so
weird.
Many rules.
They let you do crazy things, but they clearly have, you know, a specific framework. So the prostitute, you need the EU passport. You want to do the weed, you got to do it in a specific place. It's interesting.
I mean, the weed's quite controlled. Like you can see it's all legit and there's bouncers for every coffee shop and like everyone's just laughing in the streets. It's really funny to watch.
It's cool. I wonder how they have a working economy, but that's,
I don't know
really
how it's legal, the weed, though. I think because they tax it or something like that.
Yeah, it's part of their economy. If they had to cut prostitution and weed in Amsterdam, I would imagine it would literally have an effect on their economy.
I wouldn't be surprised if weed is like 50% of their economy.
Anything else from the trip? Is that it?
I think that's basically it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I covered all three, what the
countries. Places that you went to, yeah.
Yeah.
What else, bro?
Okay. Are you scared of sharks?
Yeah.
I am so scared of sharks. When I was on one of the places on the boys trip, they said that, I think it was the East Coast, that it's notorious for shark attacks because there's no shark net. It's so big, something like that. So someone's come out with a shark tracker app, which I'm definitely going to download. Remember that dude came out with that tracker app for the Kruger?
Yeah.
So this is like that for sharks. So you can know exactly where the sharks are at times.
Very dumb.
I am legit scared of sharks.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that the shark won't start with you as long as you don't sort of start with the shark by swimming close to the shark.
So if we put you a kilometer away from a shark, will you swim there?
No. I'm just saying, like, people go deep into the ocean, which is sometimes unnecessary.
Well, I think as soon as you're waist high, that's too deep for me.
I don't know about that, but people like to live close to the edge. Like, if you're a surfer, just try and find the places where sharks don't really hang out.
But sometimes the best waves are where they hang out.
Yeah, well, that's the then just like decide what you're going to do.
I say they should have helicopters flying over beaches nonstop to look for sharks.
So expensive though, and it's, yeah. You know who's also really hectic are the dolphins.
Dolphins can't do anything.
Dolphins are very hectic. Do you don't know anything about dolphin rape? Dolphins rape, bro.
Not humans.
They do.
What do they do?
Google it. You'll see. Dolphin rape is a real thing. And dolphin, male dolphins rape female dolphins.
Yeah, but not humans.
Like literally like gangbang vibes.
Dolphin rape human. I'm actually scared. Dolphins rape people. Oh my God. There's a 10-second clip.
They do. Dolphins rape.
Rape people. Oh my God. That is so hectic.
What a reaction. We have to keep that reaction. It was great.
I was not expecting that. Shit.
It's a real thing. It's
I'm
a real thing.
I'm never going to see world ever again.
The dolphins, for some reason, have a very positive reputation. And they're actually hectic.
Where did you find out about
Producer
this?
Producer Kat, do we have to go to... Is Alessandro's going to be on just now? Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to be on. Just try and try see if we can get Retty on the phone very quickly to explain dolphin rape.
Did she get raped by a dolphin?
No, she didn't get raped by a dolphin, but she knows a lot about it. See if we can get her on the line.
Okay.
So I was on holiday last year in Mexico, and we were on this little boat trip, and all of a sudden, like, I don't know what it's called. There's a school of fish. Maybe it's a...
School of fish.
Something of dolphins. I don't know what the dolphin word would be. There was, like, a lot of dolphins, and they were all doing their whole thing, and they were, like, literally, like, swam right past the boat, all of them jumping up and down. And we were petrified because I've known about this dolphin rape thing for a while.
But like, I've been like swimming with dolphins and some of those like resorts, and I've never had a dolphin rape me.
But if they change their tune and they switch their mood, it can be very hectic.
Tumultuous.
I didn't want to use that word, but yeah.
Yes.
Hang on, we've got Retty on the line. Are Retty on the line? Yo, what's happening, Atratini?
Yo, hello. It's Friday.
No, so Flax was speaking about sharks, and what were you saying about the sharks again?
No, they've just come out with a shark app so you can track sharks so you don't get eaten.
Oh, so you want to track dolphins so you don't get raped.
Yeah, well, I was saying that dolphins are actually very hectic because a lot of people don't know about dolphin rape, but obviously you know a lot, so tell us more.
Dolphins are actually very scary. They even gang rape the females, they gang rape them. And then also, they sometimes have intercourse with humans.
Yes.
Basically raping. There's a woman who claims that this dolphin was so on heat, she was trying to have it with her, and she tried to fight him off, until one day she just let the dolphin have sex with her. I know, it's really weird, but it happens.
Hectic stuff.
Yeah.
It's very, very true.
I know you think dolphins are like very cute and oh great, but yeah, don't trust a dolphin. You know, it's the cute one.
Well,
sharks are actually quite harmless because you know they don't try to pretend to be something else, and sharks don't even actually like the taste of humans. I don't know why I know so much about these things. But
I think it's because you've been in situations before where dolphins have been around, and you just know them for what they are.
What about another one of my childhood like pets? What about rabbits? Know anything what rabbits can do?
No, I don't know anything about rabbits, but I'm sure if I give it some time and some research, I could get back to you on that, Michael.
Those little buggers.
So you guys ruined my dolphin love, and now you just let my rabbit love carry on.
Well, they're just hectic. Just make sure they're not on heat when you're around. That's why people were like, oh, I went swimming with dolphins. I'm like, you're a dolphin.
Well, I'm so glad that we got you on the line to kind of promote this message, because it is a very important message for people to just beware when they see these things in the water.
Yeah. Don't pet the dolphin.
Thank you, Atratini.
Thank you, and goodbye.
That's our dolphin rape correspondent there. yeah. Yeah, not so cute now, is it?
I got the biggest itch in my throat. Oh my God, I don't know where that came
from.
Okay,
you're okay now. Everybody watch out! Okay, Flax, give me the motivational words for the week ahead.
If you're going down to the coastal area this weekend, just watch where you swim. Keep away from anything bigger than a goldfish.
That it?
That's it. Okay. I keep it short and simple and
how
sweet.
How do we keep up with you all day?
Oh, so check me out on Snapchat. That's my new adventure. I'm a tester.
Why are you coughing like this? Do you have TB?
I got like an itch in my throat.
This dolphin doesn't want to keep quiet, yeah?
No, like when you've like flabbergasted from a story and like everything just like, yeah, my throat's like tightened up. So at Michael Flax, no, what do you mean at Michael Flax? Just Michael Flax on Snapchat, at Michael Flax on Twitter, at Michael Flax on Instagram, and go check me out on Facebook. That is just Michael Flax.
Fantastic. There you go. Keep it safe until next week's edition of Relax It's Flax. And if you hear this coming towards you, close your legs and
keep it safe until it's too late now to say sorry.
Oh, come on, bro.
What song did you have lined up?
You know I wanted to spin a little just to wrap it up there. Just give me the line again.
Keep it safe till it's too late now to say sorry.
It's date night, and your wife wants you to bring Ray to bed with you.
Hmm?
You suggested Tyrion, or maybe even Sheldon if she fancied something a little different. But no, Ray Donovan it is. So you get your tablet and you meet her in the bedroom. Because with Showmax for 99 Rand a month, you get to watch full seasons of the biggest series. On the couch, in the kitchen, in bed. Online anytime. So get to Showmax.com and get your 7-day free trial.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.